like there's no part for the tenors or basses. What we're going to do is we're going to have all the sopranos on the top line in the three-part chord, all the sopranos on the top line, all the altos on the middle line, and the tenors and basses on the bottom line. And basses, sometimes it might be easier to go be down the octave. We'll see how that's going to work out. Okay. All right. But before we get, so then the chorus kind of is accompanying from page 5 until the end, we have a chorus part. But before that, it's kind of a gospel-y type solo that's going to be sung by the whoever is going to play the third spirit in the play. Let's all, though, read a little bit of the... Sebastian, do you need a copy of this?
Let's see,
because if Dave doesn't... Dave, you don't have a copy either, right? So let's see if someone can lend a copy to the front row of faces. And then that way they can look on together rather than... Raise up the copies that we do have high so I can see where they are.
I brought 3 copies with me today.
And they've already been given out, right? Kim, do you have 2 copies or is that 1?
This is 1, but
one.
This is an old copy.
Okay. And you guys have 1 between you, so we only have 1 copy for the whole bass section. Thank you. And then the 3 of you can look on 1 copy. Please print this out by next week. Because it's going to be hard to rehearse it with everybody looking. So we're going to end up probably just taking a little bit of a look at it. But I can't not do it tonight or we're really going to be behind you. All right, so let's just read a little bit of the solo. Everybody's singing the solo line in your own octave. You see it lays quite low. And it's a rather slow-ish 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 for right now.
Thank you.
This is the 12-8 bar right after the 6-8 bar in the middle of page 8. You see where that is? Oh, when we win. Ready and a one.
Oh, when we win.
I'll give thanks
to my God because I know where I've been.
All right. Good, good, good. All right, let's go back to page 5 and let's take some of this apart. Some of our tenors kind of zoned out there and didn't rejoin us when we got to page 5, but that's okay. Let's take it right on page 5. Let me hear all the basses and tenors singing on the bottom line of that, where it says chorus. Just playing the, and maybe playing in octaves for the basses and tenors.
Worth the risk and the chances that we take.
Right. even as we're speaking, if you can find that expression in it. Worth the risk, again, speaking one, and two, and three, and four.
Worth the risk and the chances that we take.
And if we can put a nice SK on risk, worth the risk and the chance, then that will help us to be very precise with our rhythm there. Once again, just with rhythm, and then we're going to go back and figure out the pitches for this section. One, two, and three, and four.
There's a risk and a chance.
Sorry to be so persnickety, but don't put the S too soon. What I'm hearing is worth the risk, but worth the risk, risk. Say that with me, and.
Worth the risk, risk.
Not risk. If you hear the difference, it's a snake thing, the one that doesn't one with a snake. All right, let's go back. Let's go the other direction. Let's take it sopranos, but the riches. Sopranos, but the riches. Top of six. And four. Nice job. Let's do it one more time just to
Yeah.
around the middle of page 7. I'm going to kind of plow ahead so we can get to the last two. One.
Yeah.